Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, we're rather quiet tonight. Don't you think a little pleasant conversation would add to our enjoyment of dinner?
Yeah, I guess it would, Dad, but it cuts down your eating time.
Beaver, you're storing food in your cheek there like a squirrel.
Sure, Mom. By doing it this way, I get more mileage out of one mouthful.
Never mind the mileage, Beaver. Just eat properly.
Yes, sir.
Well, dear, anything interesting happen around here today?
Well, I had a letter from Margaret Bannerman. Her daughter Kitty was in your class a few years ago, Wally. You remember, don't you?
Yeah, I remember her. She was a girl. And I think I got a couple letters from her last summer.
Margaret and her daughter are coming back to Mayfield to visit the grandmother this weekend. And guess what, Wally?
What?
Mrs. Bannerman wants you to take Kitty to the dance at the Mayfield Country Club this Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter, Wally? Don't you like Mom's carrots? They turn around kind of green.
Something wrong, son?
I think the basketball coach called an extra practice for this Saturday night.
Oh, Wally, couldn't you skip it and take Kitty to the dance? After all, before they moved, the Bannermans were our best friends.
Well, gee, no, Mom, because, well, if I do, the coach might cut me or something.
That's a shame.
Yeah, that sure is a shame, all right. Can I be excused now, Dad?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Don't you want your dessert?
Oh, no, thanks, Mom. I kind of want to get an early start on my homework.
Well, can you imagine that? A boy preferring homework to dessert.
Beaver, if you eat that slowly, you never will finish.
Gee, Dad, if I eat too fast, I get yelled at. And if I eat too slow, I get yelled at.
Beaver, are you by any chance trying to be annoying?
Well, no, sir, I'm not trying to be annoying. It's just coming out that way. You really doing homework, Wally?
Yeah, I'm really doing my homework.
But you did not really want dessert tonight, did you?
Well, maybe I didn't really not want dessert tonight. What about it?
You wanted to get away from talking about that Kitty girl, didn't you?
Look, Beaver, it's bad enough I got a kid brother, but you don't have to go and make it worse by being right all the time.
What's wrong with Kitty Bannerman outside of being a girl?
Look, Beaver, if I tell you, you promise you won't tell anybody?
Well, sure. Cross my heart and hope to never see television again.
Well, okay. This is why I can't go out with Kitty Bannerman.
Gee, they just look like letters.
They are letters. They're letters from Kitty Bannerman.
How come? She moved away from here 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, the how come is that last summer when I was up at camp, some of the big shots up there were getting letters from girls and reading them out loud. Well, I guess I wanted to be a big shot, too.
You mean you wrote junk to this kitty and she wrote junk back to you?
Yeah, and I laid it on real thick. So she'd really think I was something.
What kind of junk did she write you?
Well, here's a letter she wrote me in August. Dearest Wally, I stayed awake all last night thinking about your last letter. It's wonderful to think that such a darling, popular boy, with his own car and everything, really cares about little old me.
His own car and everything?
Well, this kitty really does have her own car. Because her pop's got all kinds of money, so I had to write and tell her that I have my own car so she wouldn't think I was a creep.
How come time she called you dearest and all that mushy junk.
Oh, well, that's on account of the last letter I wrote her. I called her honey and told her that I liked her. I did that so that she'd write me some good stuff that I could read to the guys at camp.
What else did she write you?
Gee, I don't know if I should let a little kid like you hear stuff like this.
Oh, come on, Wally. The only kind of letters I ever get are to go to birthday parties and subscribe to magazines and stuff.
Well, okay. Well, it starts up here and it says, my darling dream sweetheart. And then there's all kinds of romantic junk about me being the absolute most. And then down here it says, yours forever, Kitty.
Wow. What's this?
Well, that's her picture she sent me. She's wearing an evening gown with all kinds of pieces of chrome plating stuck on it. They call them sequins.
This is her picture?
Well, I had it in my pocket up at camp, and some wise guy pushed me in the lake. Things got kind of dissolved on me.
Oh. Boy, Wally, I thought when you grew up you were supposed to get smarter.
Gee, Beaver, it just got away from me. Besides saying that I have a car, I said that I have a tuxedo and go to big society dances all the time, and Dad's the president of a bank. I even said that last New Year's Eve, Mom gave a party where Frank Sinatra sang for nothing. I kind of, he's a friend of hers.
No wonder you turned green when you heard that kid was coming to Mayfield.
Yeah.
Joan? Joan, I'm home.
So I see.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What are you hiding there for?
Hiding? I'm just thinking.
Oh, in the future, I wish you'd do your thinking out in the open. Boys home from school yet?
Beaver isn't. Wally's upstairs. What's in the paper?
A fuzzy caterpillar. Paper boy, threw it in the bushes. What were you thinking about?
I guess the dance Saturday night. I just wish Wally could go with Kitty to the dance.
I thought you were resigned to the fact that he has basketball practice.
Well, I am, but I'm disappointed, too. You know, they have that new ballroom at the club, and there's an orchestra, and girls in their pretty party dresses. Sounds like a lovely affair.
You know, dear, this sort of bears out a theory I have.
What theory?
Well, I think that about half of the parties and dances that people arrange for their kids are really for the sole enjoyment of the mothers.
Oh, Lord.
Now you take a basketball game. There you go. I'll get it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
Is Wally home yet?
Yeah, I think he's up in his room.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver.
Good afternoon, Eddie.
I had to stay a little late after school today.
Oh, extra study halls, Eddie?
Oh, no, sir. I'm the manager of the high school basketball team, the Mayfield Crusaders. And the coach often consults me when he needs someone to lean on.
Oh, I'm sure he does, Eddie.
The coach and I were discussing our next game on the 14th.
Well, you fellows should certainly be well prepared. Wally tells me you have an extra practice this Saturday night.
Extra practice? Well, no, sir. He couldn't have said that. Just yesterday, the coach and I were discussing the schedule. He needs someone to lean on, you know.
You sure about this practice?
Oh, yes, sir. Is it all right if I go on up, Mr. Cleaver?
Yeah, of course.
No basketball practice Saturday night?
That's right. No basketball practice.
Hey, what's the matter with your pop? All I said was you didn't have any practice Saturday, and he started giving me the fisheye.
Hey, Eddie, you didn't really tell him we don't have any practice this Saturday, did you?
Well, sure.
Oh, boy, Eddie, if you went and did that, you just about ruined me. I told Mom and Dad we had a practice.
Well, gee, Wally, why don't you tip me off if you want me to cover for you? Look, like I told you before, Sam, we got to stick together, or we're going to lose this cold war with the adults.
Boy, oh, boy. What a mess.
Hey, what do you got planned for this Saturday? You gonna put on a Homburg hat and try to get into one of those movies for adults only?
No, Eddie, I made it up about the basketball practice on account of I'm on a spot, that's why.
Gee, I'm sorry, Wally, if I messed you up. It's not like me to go around telling the truth to grown-ups like that.
Well, that's okay, Eddie. Look, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Well, would you mind leaving now? Because, well, I got a feeling my dad's going to come up here and start asking me a lot of questions. I'd rather be alone when he does it.
Sure, Wally.
Hi, Wally. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Beaver. I'm really sorry, Wally.
Well, that's okay, Eddie.
You know, Wally, there must be something wrong with Eddie today.
What do you mean?
Well, he said he was sorry about something, and he didn't even insult me.
Boy, there's going to be something wrong with me, too, when Dad gets up here. He just found out I made up about basketball practice.
Uh-oh.
Look, Beaver, would you do me a favor?
Sure, Wally. I'll get out of here. I like to be alone, too, when Dad's yelling at me.
I just can't understand it, Wally. Why would you deliberately make up a story about basketball practice Saturday night?
I don't know.
Wally, why in the world would you want to get out of going to a lovely dance at the country club?
I don't know.
Do you have any explanation for your behavior?
I don't know, Dad.
Well, what do you know?
I don't know that either.
Young man, do you think this is funny?
Well, I did. But I don't now.
All right, Wally. If you won't answer our questions, you leave us no alternative. Now, you're going to take Kitty Bannerman to that dance Saturday night. I'll drive you there at 8. I'll pick you up at 12. You'll wear your blue suit, and you're going to enjoy every minute of it. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
I'll write a note to Mrs. Bannerman and accept the invitation for you, Wally.
No, June. Right after supper tonight, Wally is going to go upstairs and write his own note of acceptance.
Yes, sir.
Ward, I just don't understand Wally acting like this. It isn't like him.
Well, I know it's not. I don't understand it either. Beaver, do you have any idea why Wally would make up a thing like this basketball practice?
I guess because it isn't football season.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm putting my right sock on my left foot, and my left sock on my right foot. That way the hole doesn't always come by my big toe.
Yeah.
Are you really writing a note to Kitty Bannerman like Dad said you should?
Yeah, I just finished it.
What'd you say?
Well, first I said I'd be happy to go to the dance with her.
But you're not happy to go to the dance with her.
Well, of course not.
Then why'd you say you were happy to go to the dance with her if you're not happy to go to the dance with her?
Beaver, it's good manners to tell somebody you'd be happy to go with them. Even if you'd rather be dead.
Do you think she'll still go with you when she finds out you don't have your own car? You don't have a tuxedo suit and Dad's not a bank president and all that?
Well, I kind of got that fixed up in the letter.
Yeah? Let me hear it.
Well, first I said, "Dear Miss Bannerman." That's to cancel out all that honey junk I was writing her last summer.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to go to the dance with you, even in spite of the accident and everything.
Accident?
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, but I was at a big party last week for rich people, and a Rolls Royce smashed up my car in the parking lot.
Boy.
Yeah. On account of it being fixed, I thought it would be fun to have my dad drive us to the dance. I asked my father, and he said, sure. It isn't everybody that can have a bank president as a chauffeur.
Takes care of the car. What about the tuxedo?
Oh, well, I got a P.S. in here. P.S. It is okay if you wear one of your expensive evening dresses, but I will have to wear my blue suit. My mother loaned my tuxedo to a friend of Frank Sinatra's who spilled something on it. Yours truly, Wally Cleaver. Well, what do you think of it, Beef?
What do you think of it, Wally?
It's the craziest thing I ever read.
So do I.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I'm just going to write her a regular note saying I'll be happy to take her to the dance. I hope I croak before Saturday night.
Big party for rich people. Smashed up my car. My father, a bank president. You say you found this in Wally's wastebasket?
Yes, and there's something in there about loaning his tuxedo. Now, I know he never mailed it, but why in the world would he write anything like that?
Now, wait a minute, dear. I think I'm beginning to put this whole thing together. Somehow, Wally gave this Kitty Bannerman the idea that he's a lot more of a big-time operator than he really is. You know, a sort of a junior playboy, complete with his own car, tuxedo, rich father, and everything.
I think he did mention riding her this summer. But, Ward, why in the world would Wally get himself way out in a limb like this for a girl?
Well, dear, that's the easiest thing in the world for any male to do.
Honey, when you talk to Wally, would you try to let him know you're on his side?
Yeah, I'll try, dear. Sometimes it's a little difficult to convince your son that you're really on his side.
Gee, Dad, I didn't think you and Mom would find that letter.
Well, Wally, that's a little beside the point now. Look, son, I'm trying to help you. Now, you say you wrote her 6 or 7 letters this summer, huh?
Yeah. And each one of them, I made myself a bigger shot than the one before. Well, the guys really thought I was something getting letters from a glamorous girl like Kitty.
Well, Wally, all of us like to feel important, but I'm afraid you sort of went at this the wrong way. Have you figured a way out of it yet?
Well, Eddie Haskell had a suggestion.
What was it?
Well, he said that if I drank about a quart of chocolate syrup and then a whole bottle of vinegar, I wouldn't be able to go to any dances for a couple weeks.
No, son. Now, it's not easy, but I think you'd better just hope for the best and tell this girl the truth.
Well, but, gee, Dad, her father really does have a lot of money, and she has a couple fur coats and her own car, and she goes to parties with rich guys all the time, and, gee, if she finds out what I am tonight, she'll have everybody at the dance laughing at me.
It's too bad you didn't think of that, isn't it, before you pretended to be something you're not.
Okay, Dad. But, Kitty and her mom are staying over at her grandparents for the weekend, and, well, when you drive me over there to pick her up tonight, would you kind of do me a favor?
What is it?
Well, do you mind parking down the street a ways and kind of waiting out in the car for a couple minutes? You know, so I can tell Kitty what a nothing I am without anybody being around.
Son, if you want me to, I'll wait out in the car for 20 minutes.
Gee, thanks, Dad. This is the Miller house, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, then, you must be Kitty?
Yes.
Well, hi. I'm Wally Cleaver.
It's nice to see you again, Wally.
Well, I thought maybe your mom would answer the door or something.
Well, when I heard you drive up in your car, I got to the door first.
Yeah. Look, Kitty, before we go to the country club, could I talk to you about something for a minute?
Of course, Wally. Would you like to sit down?
Yeah, sure. If it won't bend your dress or anything.
Before you start, could I say something first?
Well, yeah, sure.
I just want to tell you that, well, if you don't want to take me to the dance tonight, it's all right with me. And I won't blame you in the least.
Hmm?
I know how disappointed you must be after all those letters I wrote not to see me in a glamorous evening gown with a mink stole and an expensive hairdo and everything, like the girls you're used to going out with.
But, gee, Kitty, I
shouldn't have written you all those silly letters with all that romantic talk and everything. But after you told me how popular you were and how rich and everything, and how you and your folks knew all those celebrities, I just couldn't resist getting letters from such a glamorous, exciting boy.
Holy mackerel.
That picture I sent you wasn't me at all. It was my older sister. Well, that's that. As I said, If you're ashamed to take me to the country club to meet all your wealthy friends, I'll understand. Don't blame you for laughing at me.
Oh, gee, Kitty, I'm not laughing at you. It's just that, well, I'm so happy about what you just said that, well, I don't know what to say.
Happy?
Yeah. Well, you see, I don't have any rich friends, or I don't have a car or a tuxedo, or my father isn't the president of any bank. You know something else?
What?
If Frank Sinatra ever said hello to my mother, she'd probably have to go to bed for a couple weeks.
Wally, I've been worrying all week because I thought this would be the worst evening in my life. But now I have the feeling it might be one of the nicest.
You know, I kind of got that same feeling myself.
You said you didn't have a car, Wally. Is that one of your friends out there waiting to drive us to the dance?
You know, I never thought much about it before, but I guess he's probably one of the best friends I got.
You'd make a real neat burglar.
Beaver, you're not supposed to be awake this late.
Well, I was asleep, and I was dreaming I was awake, so I figured I might as well be awake. Did you stay for the whole dance?
Well, sure I did.
Gee, I thought when that girl found out you were nothing, she might sock you or something.
Nobody socked anybody. I had a real good time.
You did?
Well, sure. Everything turned out great on account of she turned out to be a nothing, too.
Oh, fun?
Yeah. She was writing those goofy letters the same way I was. She just wanted to be a big shot, too.
You know, Wally, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Maybe girls aren't so different from boys after all.
When you have the dumb luck to be stuck with a young punk like Chucky, you probably want to upchuck. And who would blame you for chucking your responsibility? Ward Cleaver, that's who. Stay tuned to see who Ward comes down on in Chucky's New Shoes.